Introduction. I spent most of my 20s and 30s feeling defeated, like I was always going to be a slave to food and it would forever have a tight grip on me. I lacked clarity and faced uncertainty and doubt when it came to important decisions. Although I ran a successful real estate business, I didn't feel my impact was reaching its full potential. My health, specifically my thyroid and autoimmune disorders, were just a mess. I was waiting for breakthroughs from God that never seemed to come. And then I heard a sermon about fasting and decided to give it a try. I attended church for my entire adult life without ever hearing a single word about fasting. What did I have to lose? Once I began fasting, I started seeing breakthroughs that were happening in my life, so I wanted to fast more and more. I started fasting for 1 day, which turned into 2 days, then 3 days, and so on, working my way up to a 21-day fast. Before you stop reading this book because you think I'm going to ask you to do a 21-day fast, just hear me out. The bottom line is this. I got really tired of seeing Christians walk around defeated like I used to be, so I had to write this book. I wrote this book because there are so many Christians living in bondage to sin, just like I was. Sin that grabs you and won't let go. I call this an enslaving sin, and I talk about it a lot in my book. Maybe you struggle with lust, gossip, greed, alcohol, or drug addiction, just to name a few. My enslaving sin was my addiction to food. I'm going to lay out 6 main reasons why you should fast, and for me, the biggest of them is to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Isaiah 58:6, New International Version. In this book, I'm going to talk about how I felt physically, spiritually, and emotionally during my fasts so you can hear my experiences. You'll be able to learn from both my experiences and the experiences of some of my friends who did it with me. We are going to talk about bondages and strongholds that were in my life that I was able to defeat through fasting. I will share the rewards I have seen from fasting and the lessons I've learned and how it has changed my personal walk and brought me into a closer relationship with God. Finally, and most importantly, we are going to talk about what the Bible says about fasting. You are going to learn really practical tips and tricks about how it sharpens your mental processes and can heal your body. You are going to learn really practical tips and tricks about how it sharpens your mental processes and can heal your body. We are going to talk about the fact that fasting is hard. The longest fast that I did was for 21 days. 7 days with coffee and tea only. Another 7 days with bone broth and smoothies. And the final 7 days adding whole fruits and vegetables. It was honestly the longest 21 days of my life. There were days where I was very hungry. My thyroid and autoimmune issues have been an ongoing struggle, and on these ongoing fasts, they present an extra set of challenges. Despite how hard it is, in the last year, I've done at least 124-hour fasts, 24 2-day fasts, 10 3-day fasts, 2 5-day fasts, 1 8-day fast, and 1 21-day fast. You may be reading this the same way I would have read it a few years ago and thinking, wow, this chick is crazy, I feel sick when I skip breakfast. Why would I ever consider going days without food? Just keep reading. Here are a couple of testimonies from my friends. Through fasting, things are revealed to me that I would never have paid attention to before or would have missed because I was so busy. It brings me closer to God because I am more cognizant and deliberate in my time with him. I have been praying for my husband to accept Christ for years, and although he still hasn't, I can see God beginning to work in his heart and soften it. Heather. When I'm fasting, my worship with God is sweeter. My prayers are deeper and more meaningful. I find myself praying for things I would never have thought of on my own. Allie. I struggle with depression, and quite unexpectedly, fasting has really helped me with that. I think that a lot of depression and anxiety come from a feeling of being out of control, and fasting has helped me take back the control that food had over me. It's better than any antidepressant, and the side effects are much better. Andrea. Through this book, you'll discover how you can see supernatural healing in your body. Learn how to discern God's still, small whisper to guide you and help you make decisions. Utilize God's power to overcome difficult times and receive breakthroughs when you are stuck. Experience God's provision in an area that is now lacking. Rise up against haters with God's protection. And finally, once and for all, taste victory over a nagging area of sin in your life.